The Hunt for the Wild Strawberries by Jeff Hinshaw. It was just a normal Saturday afternoon, as a smart, acute boy was walking through the forest as usual, smelling the smell of the trees and grass that were nettling him. He hated trees and grass. He had extreme rancor for trees, grass, and animals. He shot them. Daily. Every day. He had a point system worked out nicely, which he had ardor for. 1 point for every tree, 5 points for every big animal, 10 points for a small animal, and 20 points for a bird. There were even bonus points, too. If he shot a squirrel or bird on a tree, an additional 5 points. If he made a tree fall over as a result from his shot, a bonus 50 points. So far today, he had 1,000 points, a much lower number than he was used to. Usually at this time, he had 5,000. Those trees just weren't falling over today. That must have been it. Well, he decided to call it quits since he was at such a low score. Maybe next Saturday would bring him better luck. Or maybe it wouldn't. He was almost home when suddenly an unidentified flying object was flying towards him. The UFO was formidable. He ran quickly, hoping he could reach his house in time. This wasn't fair. Today he was going to begin the hunt for the wild strawberries. He ran faster, his run for the house seeming interminable. He wasn't used to running like this since he was so indolent. Unfortunately, he wasn't fast enough, and it hit him on the head. It was a digital camera. Someone must have pressed that darn easy button. Ha! I bet you imagined a flying saucer when I said UFO. Anyway, he made it back to the house in time to start the great hunt for the wild strawberries. So, he set out on foot through the forest, just hoping to find these so-called wild strawberries he heard so much about. He searched, and he searched. Eventually, he found a lake in the middle of the forest and an abandoned motorboat. He took it and sped around the lake. Suddenly, a kayak came up right beside him. He looked at it and saw a group of people playing Rock Band on the kayak. It was the best show ever. He paid them quickly and headed back to the shore to continue his adventure. After 20 years, he finally thought that his quest was over, and he had failed. He felt a great feeling of compunction. Should he have taken this trip at all? He went down and sat on a log, but it broke in half and he fell onto the forest floor. He slowly opened his eyes, and there they were. What he had been looking for 20 years. The wild strawberries! There were thousands of them, millions even. There was a great profusion of them. He began to have a revelry and celebration of finding the wild strawberries. But then he noticed something. Something was wrong. They were small. So small, in fact, that he left for home very disappointed. When he arrived home, he found everyone gone, the town deserted. He looked at his watch. It was Saturday. He smiled, turned around, and headed back into the forest with his gun. That night, he made a new record, 1 trillion points. That is how all the deer, squirrels, rabbits, trees, and all other small creatures became extinct. The end.